Members of the team Cancer Fighting Comets arrived at Harbor Center Monday morning to find their names displayed from the individual dressing room stalls and a clean jersey hanging from each awaiting use. Also, some decals that were required to be placed on helmets. Every jersey features the number 11, so for scoring purposes, the official numbers were on the helmets. Then came our pep talk from our captain, Tim Collins.
We are playing for those who lost their lives, we're playing for those who are battling for their lives, but we are also playing for those who don't know they have it yet. And that's the big thing. There's kids out there today who are going to grow up, they're going to get this thing, and we're out here trying to raise money to make sure that they don't have to go through what everybody else has to go through. And hopefully we can do that. So, we ready?
Yeah.
All right.
And away we went to the ice, a team of 14 skaters and a goalie, playing 50 minutes nonstop, followed by a short break to resurface the ice, then 50 more minutes, a short break again, and then the final 50 minutes. It was the length of 2.5 regulation NHL games within 3 hours, but with no TV timeouts or even stoppages for faceoffs except after goals. Our game, played against a team sponsored by Moog Corporation in East Aurora, ended in a 12-12 tie thanks to a late rally by the rivals. But the more important score was delivered to us later in the corridor by 11-day co-founder Mike Lesikowski.
Grant, we just surpassed 1.4.
That's great.
Awesome.
That's great.
And
we survived.
Upward and onward.
Yes.
No injuries. Everybody had fun.
Yes.
As part of preparations for this, I skated several Fridays with David Travers, one of the original 40 players who put on the first 11-day power play in 2017. He and others who have played this before warned me this would not be just an extended pickup game.
You know, I think that not only was this designed initially by Mike and Amy to raise money to, find a cure for cancer, but it was also designed to promote physical fitness and on and off the ice, and also that includes what you eat. Your diet is just as important as exercise. In fact, I've heard many times physicians say you can't out-exercise a bad diet.
That includes pushing aside the traditional senior league staples of beer and chicken wings and choosing healthier foods. Bananas became a personal go-to. I even learned that pediatric electrolyte solutions were working better than commercial sports drinks. By hour 3 of the game, we were certainly feeling the fatigue, but as one teammate suggested, we were hurting, but doing so for those who have suffered. Travis Krieger lost a grandfather to cancer, as well as a good friend, former coach and minor league pro player Michael Vecina.
Oh, no, we play hard for them. That's what we do. On the ice, off the ice, we skated for, over 40 minutes each player. Hard times.
Like Krieger, most everyone on the team has some sort of cancer connection. Tim Collins lost both his parents to cancers and has other loved ones and friends battling it today. Carl Maciag and his son also played. He lost both grandmothers to cancer and has an uncle who survived the disease.
It seems everybody around here has a family member that plays, and so I think it's really easy to get a lot of guys together on the ice and do it for a good cause.
Can you see yourself doing this next year?
Absolutely. Had a great time.
And this reporter also has connections. My father, Thomas, lost a battle with esophageal cancer 10 years ago in August. My mother, Mary Elizabeth, survived her battle with breast cancer and was among those in attendance. The 11-day power play continues through July 15th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.